Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Talking back here at the Lakeland Ice Arena, this is what I thought we were going to have here tonight. A close game, and it has been that on the scoreboard. The Lumberjacks, though, really taking it to Lakeland offensively. They were able to get the tying goal in the second period, but boy, have they had a lot of offensive chances. And the Lakeland goaltender, Mike, I called him Mike again, Alex Moustakas is really doing a good job. They say that there were only 13 shots on goal for East in that second period. East's coaches don't agree, and I don't either. I thought there were a lot more than that. And they say that Lakeland only got 6 shots away. So that's where we stand now. Ian Corbett with 16 saves through 2 periods, and Alex Moustakas with 29. So the Lumberjacks, even if the even with the miscount, and we believe there was a miscount as the number of shots, still leading comfortably in the shots attempts, but it is a 1-1 tie, and it was a power play goal. In fact, the only penalty of the game so far, an inadvertent tripping penalty. One of the Lakeland players' sticks got caught in a skate of one of the Lumberjacks, and he went down, and tripping was the call, and so the Lumberjacks were on the power play, had a couple of good chances early in the power play, but it was late in that power play. They got a shot on goal, there were a couple of rebounds. Moustakas made a couple of saves, one from outside, one from up close, and then Landon Dano was finally able to punch in the goal. Landon Dano with the goal, the assists given to Andrew Dano and Jack Knuckles on that power play goal, the 4:48 mark of the second period, and that was the tying goal for the Lumberjacks. Lakeland got the first goal of the game. Jack Dern with it, another assisted goal at the 11:43 mark, even strength goal in the first period. And that's where we sit, 1-1. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest Hockey, as they take on Tomahawk. The winner of that game will move on to play Stevens Point at KB Willett Arena on Thursday night. The winner of this game gets to take on Wausau West, the number one seed at Marathon Park on Thursday night. The other half of the bracket has the 11 seed Rhinelander playing at number 6 Mosinee. The winner of that game taking on the 3 seed Northland Pines in Eagle River on Thursday. And the number 10 seed Merrill on the road at number 7 seed Stevens Point Pacelli, with the winner of that game facing off at Antigo on Thursday night. The sectional championship game for this sectional will be played in Eagle River on March 1st in the afternoon, with a trip to state on the line at that point. And as I said, this half of the bracket, in my opinion, is much stronger than the other. Yeah, Pines is good. Antigo put together a very nice season, and Mosinee can give you trouble. But boy, oh boy, when you've got Wausau West as the one seed, when you've got Stevens Point as a 4 seed, you've got D.C. Everest, who's been winning all kinds of games here down the stretch, as a 5 seed. That's those are 3 pretty tough teams in a 6-team regional. So it'll be tough for either one of the teams that gets through tonight, I think, to get past the second round. But you never know. Everest played Spash tough earlier this year, and you get into a situation where it's one and done. A couple of bad shifts, a couple of turnovers, a couple of weird bounces, and all of a sudden you've got an upset in the making. I remember back a number of years ago, there were some upsets in the tournament, and that allowed the Lumberjacks their last trip to the sectional championship game back in 2006. They put together a nice run in the playoffs and beat Mosinee, and there were some upsets. They beat Eagle River, and there were some upsets, so they didn't have to face Wausau West in that tournament. West got knocked off, and it was East End Stash in the sectional championship game in 2006 down at KB Willett. The Panthers were able to score a late goal to break a tie, and then got an empty netter at the end. But that's the last time the Lumberjacks were anywhere close to going to state. And it'll be interesting to see if, in fact, they can get through this one, what they could do against the Warriors on Thursday night. Of course, Wausau West, incredibly strong, incredibly deep, and that's the biggest problem that anybody that East plays, that the Lumberjacks face against anybody they play. Every team they play is deeper than they are, especially with the injuries now to both Devoney and Cravens. Losing both of them makes that bench even shorter, and we'll see what East has left here in the third period of this one. And if there's any gas in the tank for guys that are getting a lot of minutes, they have a lot of miles on the odometer for this season. Some of these guys have been on the ice an awful lot, and we'll see what happens in this third period of hockey coming up. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Coming up on Friday night, a triple header of basketball, starting with East and West, girls and boys hoops. That's a double header on a Friday night, and that'll be followed by Everest girls basketball as they take on Stevens Point. We did have the basketball seedings come out, and the Lumberjacks will get a home game against the Lakeland T-Birds. So East will face Lakeland in boys basketball in the tournament next Tuesday at the East Gym. Lumberjack girls basketball team is up here tonight as well, taking on Lakeland in a non-conference regular season game. I'll tell you what, we're just going to hang out right here because the Zamboni has done its work. I tell you what, we can take one more quick break, one-minute break, and then we'll be back for the start of the third period. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
And we are back here at the Lakeland Ice Arena. Still awaiting the teams. Actually, I think we're waiting for the officials. It looks like both teams are on their benches. And here come the referees, and we'll get set to go for this third period of hockey. Should be exciting. 1-1 the score in a winner-go-home game, and you know that the Lumberjacks do not want to look at overtime. Three periods of hockey for this short bench will be just enough. Thank you very much. And both teams will come to center ice here, and we'll get set to go. Looks like it will be the starters out there for East. Landon and Andrew Dano, Gabe McGinnity, Sam Moransky, Trevor Holcomb. And we're set to go. They drop the puck. Lakeland will win the draw and try to get it in deep. Not deep enough, though. East will grab it. They go D to D with it. Now flick the pass ahead. Andrew Dano couldn't find it for a moment. Tried to backhand it ahead. It's sent in behind the East net. No icing. It's a call. Holcomb's got to try to chase that down. He thought there was going to be icing called and didn't go after it right away. Now he ties up the Lakeland player. T-Birds have it, though. Send it out to the point. They go D to D with it. There's a shot. That didn't get through. Deflected by Landon Dano. Now Andrew Dano can't clear it. Just tried to slap at it. Couldn't get it out. Here's a shot that goes wide from out on top. Lakeland putting some pressure on now. Here comes East. They're able to clear the zone, though, off the center ice. Puck is poked away, and here come the T-Birds back in the zone again. They've got a man in front. There's a shot. Corbett, the rebound, is knocked away to the corner, into the near, far boards. And another shot thrown in. That's blocked. Comes right back. Now another shot goes wide. Lakeland's coming out of the locker room firing here. Lumberjack's got to crank it up a little bit. They can't get it out. It's still in the zone. Now they'll flip it up, and now here comes Easton going to break away. Here comes Landon Dano. Can he get a shot away? Gets his stick lifted, and it's poked in the corner. Good back check that time by Buddy Dorenzo for the T-Birds. Now here they come back the other way. Dorenzo has it poke checked away. Feck came off the bench, and now that one away. They send it into the zone, but it's grabbed there by Romanski. He's going to skate it ahead. Gets the center ice down to the blue line. Skates it in, throws it a shot. Lushaka takes the save, and we get a whistle. So Landon Dano carried it in, and one of the T-Birds, I think it was Dorenzo, lifted his stick from behind and was able to poke it away just enough to get it to go wide. Couldn't get much on it. Faceoff coming. Ben Feck takes the draw, comes to the boards, sent back to the point, thrown in, blocked. But nice job recovering that by Piscula, able to hold his own. Now Feck will grab it, trying to control it. Now Speck gets it back. Throws it to the net. Oh, save made by Moustakas. And that deflected up into the net and get out of play. And we get a whistle. It hit off the wood above us here in our broadcast position. We're ice level right near the Lakeland goal for this period. Faceoff will come to the right of Moustakas. And it will be Jack Knuckles out to take the draw out there with Cody Krasowski and Eric Schumacher. Lakeland will grab it off the faceoff, and here they come, turning on the Jets, Jack Dern. He's got the only Lakeland goal tonight. Takes it in, takes a shot. That's directed to the corner by Corbett with the stick. Battle there in the corner for it. Lumberjacks came away with it for a moment. Now the T-Birds have it. Battle along the boards, fighting through a check. Another big check down there by Feck. He's trying to clear the zone. Puck is loose now. It's grabbed. Lumberjack's going to get it out. No, held in. Put back in by the Lakeland defenseman. Centering pass. And that went wide all the way over the board. Just another shot. That was blocked off. Escaped down into the corner. Lumberjack's looking to clear it to get it. And here comes Krasowski into the zone. Can he get a shot away? He does. It was a high shot. It's bouncing. And it's grabbed by Lakeland. East was getting a change, so they couldn't get anybody on that rebound. T-Bird sends it long the other way. That'll be an icing call against Lakeland. And East will get an offensive zone face-off here again. 14-12 to play here, third period. It's 1-1. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Lumberjack's way to throw it. Hronesky shoots. That got through. Mastakas makes the save. T-Birds will grab the loose puck. And here they come, carrying it out of the zone. It's Drew Trapp. He'll knock it in deep. Holcomb will send it back the other way. And it comes out of the zone. T-Bird defenseman sent it back the other way to center ice. Grabbed there by Landon Dino. Tries to send it in. And Lakeland's defenseman will grab it again. Long pass down ahead. That's chipped into the zone this time. Grabbed over by East, and they try to flick it out, and it does come out to center ice. Lakeland's got a tag up. They'll send it right back in deep. Flies behind the East net. Grabbed down there. I think that's Holcomb, and it slides to the corner. Holcomb will cycle it back to Rolanski behind the net. Sand grabs it. Breakout pass. Here come the Lumberjacks. Cross-ice pass, and it's knocked in by McGinnity, and East will get a change here. T-Birds will try to attack during the change. Here they come. Into the zone. Peyton Hurdle. Hope checked away from him down in the corner. That's Knuckles down there. Now Krasowski will try to get it out of the zone. He tries to get it out to center ice him. He will. T-Birds will grab it there, send it back the other way. Feck will backhand it ahead. And the puck loose at center ice, knocked away and into the zone by the T-Birds, grabbed by Ben Feck. Sends it all the way around the boards and out. Lakeland will grab it at center ice, go D to D with it. Tommy Berger will have it. Hope checked away from him. Here comes Austin Cummings. Hope checked away from him into the zone. Puck along the boards. Still in. Krasowski trying to battle. And that was Feck trying to help him. Now Feck comes away with a loose puck. Dances in front. Could he get a shot away? Still with the puck on his stick. Centering pass to Krasowski. He couldn't get a shot away. Now it's Pascula. He'll fire off the post. And it goes over to the far boards. Oh, my goodness, Pascula with a hard shot that got through and hit the post. Puck comes all the way to the other end. Horvitz stopped that. Lakeland was getting a change. He sends the long pass ahead, but nobody there for the Lumberjacks, and they were trying to finish their change. Lakeland will send it in deep behind the East net. East had a chance to break the tie and hit the post. Now a dangerous carrying it in front. And ridden off the puck, it does come to center ice. McGinn, he's going to send it in deep on net. And Mustakas is going to cover that up as Andrew Dino was coming in hard on the forecheck. 11:43 to play here in the third. 1-1. And East gets an offensive zone faceoff here to the right of Alex Mustakas. Landon Dino back out there to take the draw. East wins it. Shot thrown in. Bouncing puck. Mustakas covers it. Shot thrown in by, I think that was Andrew Dano, but it was deflected. It bounced in on Mustakas, and he was able to cover it with the glove. We'll try it again from the same spot. This time the faceoff won by Landon Dano again, out to the point. D2D, Romanski winds up, fires. That's blocked over the boards. Fucked out of the corner. Lakeland will grab it behind their own net, and they're going to try to skate it out. Now flip it off the glass and out to center ice. Grabbed there by the East defenseman. They go cross ice with it. Knocked away, though. And out to center ice again. Romanski has it popped up in the air away from him. Lakeland tries to grab control of it, and they will, and try to regroup at center ice. Now here they come into the zone. Spencer Sutton stops. Has the puck poked away by Andrew Dano. Still loose. And you can tell the Lumberjacks are getting a little bit more tentative, a little bit slower. I think fatigue is starting to set in, but here comes East. 2-on-1. Shot. And a blocker save made by Mustakas off the stick of Andrew Dano. He gets control of the puck again. Centers it out to the top. Holcomb holds the zone. Dances in front. Down in front. Oh, another save by Mustakas. Dano centers it. Mustakas sends it away with the stick. He's still Dingle holds his own. There's another shot that deflects to the corner from Landon Dingle. Lumberjacks keeping the pressure on here. Just as I said, they were getting fatigued. But the fatigue goes away when you're in the offensive zone. Puck loose along the boards. Lakeland still hasn't cleared it. And it's sent back in deep by the Lumberjacks. They're trying to finish up their change here. Ben Seck coming in on the forecheck now. And it's flipped up and out of play. We get a whistle. East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. As that was flipped up out of play intentionally by the T-Birds to get a whistle and a change here with 10-12 to play in the third period. Lumberjacks with all kinds of opportunities tonight, and they've only been able to get one. Schumacher takes the draw. And they win another one. Shot blocked, though. Nice job blocking the shot there by the T-Birds. Big check. Lumberjacks send it in deep, grabbed by the T-Birds behind their own net. Tipped in deep by Schumacher. Nice shot by Schumacher. He and Krasowski battling down low. Schumacher trying to take it away from Drew Trapp. Comes out along the boards, and once again, he's keeping it in the zone. Now the T-Birds will grab it. Pops up in the air, and now they're able to get it out to center ice. Now here they come. They'll knock it in deep. Max Wolbert knocked it in behind the East net. Knuckles tries to grab it there. He's being tied up. Don't want to make a mistake on your own end now in a 1-1 game. Here in the third. Puck comes to the corner. Feck will try to send it around. It's still pinned in the corner. A couple of Lumberjacks trying to dig it out. A couple of T-Birds down there as well. They're going to let them try to keep digging it out. Now it comes out to the point. He's now able to clear it. Now they will. Cross ice all the way to the other side. Run down by one of the Lakeland defensemen. And here comes Zach Caraselli. Taking away a center ice though and flipped back in. By the Lumberjacks behind the Lakeland net. Moustakas came out of the net to stop that one. Comes out to the point. Shot thrown in. It's blocked and sent to the corner. Holcomb trying to hold it in. Comes loose to the slot. Comes right to East. Can they get a shot? Oh, yes. High shot over the top by Gabe McKinney. Now Lakeland back the other way. Here they come. Carrying it into the zone. Pass. Backhanded shot, Corbin, a blocker save on that, or a pad save to the corner. He's trying to clear it, can't get it out, it's out on top. Here's a shot thrown in. That went over the top of the net. Might have been deflected. Puck along the near boards. Lakeland sends it down to the corner, give and go. Shot, and Corbin dives and covers that one up. They had a man down in the slot to take that shot. That was Wesley Fowler. And it was Corbin diving ahead to cover it up and get a whistle here with 8:15. That's really one of the few serious scoring chances that Lakeland has had here in the third period. East has had all kinds of opportunities here. If they don't win this game, they're going to be talking to themselves all the way back on the bus about how many chances they had to score here tonight. Puck comes to center ice. T-Birds will chase it down. The defenseman will go D-to-D with it and look to pass it ahead. They get it to center ice, and here comes Spencer Sutton. Chips it into his own. Lumberjacks will flip it up and out. Puck at center ice sent back in deep behind the East net all the way around. And Cummings will look to clear it for the Lumberjacks, and he did. Center ice. And this time East gets the pass ahead. Krasowski is going to carry it in. Krasowski drop pass for Feck. Feck backhands it down low. Sam Romanski puts it in the net, bouncing puck. It's loose. Oh, a quick whistle again. As the puck was still loose, but the backside official lost sight of it and blew the whistle. That's the second time that's happened tonight. And it'll be a face-off coming. An offensive zone face-off anyway for the Lumberjacks with 7:26 to play here in a 1-1 game. Landon Dingle takes the draw. Puck comes down into the corner. Lakeland tries to clear it. Held in by East. Andrew Dingle. Out in the slot. There's a shot thrown in. The high rebound bounces over the head of McGinnity, who was in front. East able to hold his own. McGinnity along the side board. Throws it to that. Stick save by Moustakas to the far boards. Once again, a shot thrown in. That deflects by Pascula. Behind the net comes out all the way to the other end. Another icing call against Lakeland. East will get another offensive zone faceoff here. They've done well with faceoffs so far here tonight. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live shy. Landon Dale takes the draw. Lakeland wins this one back to their defenseman. They look for a breakout pass. East holds the zone, at least for a moment. Then it comes out. Then flicked back in by Dave McKinnity. Held in nicely by Romanski. Center pass shot. Oh, McKinnity couldn't get anything on that one. It flips up in the air behind the net. Another centering attempt is knocked away by the D-Birds. Andrew Dale out on top. Here's a shot thrown in by Romanski. That doesn't get through. Deflects to the near boards. McKinnity fights for control of the puck. Shoots. And Mustakas with another save, but couldn't corral it. Semi pass again. It's in front. Mustakas was down, but the Lumberjacks couldn't get a stick on that one. They're able to hold the zone, though, and now it's... Landon Dale lost his stick. He got nailed down. Probably should have been a penalty against East there as Landon Dale grabbed on to one of the Lakeland T-Birds. They let him play on. And it's grabbed now by the defenseman, and they send the pass ahead to center ice. Chipped in, though, by the T-Birds. Romanski's got to chase this one down. He's under some pressure. Sends a long pass ahead. They couldn't catch it, though. Kraselski at center ice couldn't get a stick on it. Now the T-Bird defenseman falls down. Center pass. They've got a man in front. That's Kraselski, but he can't get a stick on it again. And here comes Lakeland back the other way. Ben Feck, poke checks that away at center ice. There's a loose stick on the ice. It's making it hard to corral the puck there. It comes loose to the East defenseman. Romanski sends the pass ahead, and Kraselski will knock it in deep. They wave off icing. I don't think he got a piece of that, but they wave off the icing anyway. Schumacher in on the forecheck. Puck loose behind the Lakeland net as East was completing a change. Now here come the T-Birds back the other way. Zach Caroselli's going to carry it out. Gets to center ice and will throw it in deep all the way around. Lakeland's going to complete their change here. Lumberjacks looking to break it out, and they will cross ice. And a big check there. Kraselski sent it all the way down. There's a broken stick on the ice. There's a whole stick laying down on the other end. Lakeland has it in the corner, send it behind their own net. They look to break it out. And they'll carry it out in front. Very dangerous, circling in front of their own net with it. Spencer Sutton will send it cross ice now. East gets a partial change. Lakeland just throws it in from center ice. Battle down in the corner. East now sends it out of the zone, and we're going to get an icing call against the Lumberjacks, and now Lakeland will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 4:24 to play in the third period of a tie game, 1-1. Like I said earlier, if the Lumberjacks don't find a way to win this, they are going to be talking to themselves all winter about all the opportunities they had to score here tonight. They have only been able to get one past Mustakas. And that was a power play goal on the third rebound. Faceoff comes loose in front, now grabbed by East. They carry it out of the zone. They've got a two-on-two into the zone. They come. Drop pass. Shot. Bouncing puck. Mustakas makes a save, and then the rebound cleared away, but that should be an icing call against Lakeland, and it is. And East will get another offensive zone faceoff here with 4:08 to play in regulation. The Daniels are out there again with McGinnity. They've got to be absolutely gassed. They've had all kinds of ice time here tonight. Now they win the draw, get it out to the point. They hold it in fairly and send it behind the net all the way over to the opposite corner. Abe McGinnity tries to hold his own now. And he is able to hold it down low. Andrew Daniel gets pinned against the boards. Puck comes loose, sent over to the near corner. Only a Lakeland player there to grab it. And they'll break it out ahead. Comes out to center ice, though. Grabbed by East. Now poke checked away, but then sent back in by McGinnity. They're going to get a partial change. Lakeland will grab the loose puck. And here they come. Caroselli sends it out to center ice. Sent back the other way. Landon Dale tried to dump it in deep. And now it is flipped in down in deep. Landon Dale, center pass. Oh, nobody in the slot for the Lumberjacks. And Lakeland able to break it out to center ice. Flipped back the other way. Puck is loose at center ice, sent back in by Lakeland, grabbed by the East defenseman. Lumberjacks send it back the other way. They wave off the icing as the T-Birds run down the loose puck. They're going to try to bring it ahead. Pope checked away for a moment. Puck still in the zone for the Lumberjacks, but now it's... Oh, they missed a trip right there. Here comes Lakeland back the other way. They're letting him play now. They're not going to let this one be decided by power plays here with 2:52 to play. Sorry, pass. That's knocked up in the air. Flown over to the far boards. Lakeland with it in the zone. Lumberjack Snow will grab the loose puck and carry it out. Cross-ice pass. Here comes Austin Cummings as he hustles ahead and will knock it in deep. He gets checked into the boards. Lakeland grabs it behind their own net. Krzyzewski, throwing the whistle. What's the whistle?
Mask fell off. Little guy's mask fell off.
Oh, my goodness. The Lumberjacks had a centering pass, and they had a man wide open in the slot, and the official blew the whistle because one of the players' masks came loose or came off. Holy cow. What a break for the T-Birds right there. A centering pass to a beast player right in the slot, wide open, and all of a sudden the whistle blows, and it's because somebody's mask came loose. Yikes! 2:30 to play here. Face-off coming. Oh, my goodness. Puck loose along the boards. Centering pass by Feck, but Lakeland's able to clear it out. Sent back in, though, for a moment. Now centering ice, and sent back in by Cody Krzyzewski. Puck behind the Lakeland net. Lumberjacks have just put pressure on all night. Can they get the game winner here? Because whoever scores here, it's going to be the game winner. Here comes Lakeland back the other way. Spencer Sutton gets stood up. The puck knocked away to the near boards. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they do. Comes out to center ice and all the way into the Lakeland zone. Cross-ice pass. Only one there is one of the Lumberjacks. I think that's Holcomb. He's going to dump it in deep. And slides in on net. Lakeland overskates it, so Moustakas will cover it up and get a whistle with a minute 46 to play in regulation. I don't think I've ever seen that. The puck was in play, a shot was about to be attempted, and a whistle because of a loose mask. Landon Dadle loses this draw. Lakeland wins it, skates it behind their own net. They look to break it out. They chip it out to center ice. That attack is stopped. Now killing it in. Here they come. Nick Boyer. He's trouble. There's a shot. Oh, my goodness. Lakeland will score here with a minute 32 to play and take a 2-1 lead. What? They've had their chances and now give up a late one, and now it's trouble. Nick Boyer, maybe the most dangerous skater on the ice for the T-Birds, he got the loose puck near the blue line, carried it in and got a shot away and beat Corbett. And now the Lumberjacks face elimination with just a minute 32 to play. And the Lumberjacks are going to take their time out here with a minute 32 to play. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. I guess we'll keep it right here. And remind you that with a minute 32 to play, the winner of this game advancing to take on Wausau West on Thursday night at Marathon Park. And boy, oh boy, so many opportunities tonight for the Lumberjacks to score. They hit a crossbar, they hit a post, they had all kinds of point-blank shots. Moustakas is going to be the player of the game here if Lakeland holds on to win this one. No doubt about that. He has been the difference here tonight. East has outshot Lakeland by a big amount. But the only thing that matters, the only number that matters, is the one in the scoring column, and Lakeland has two, and East has just one. Let's see if East can keep some pressure on here and maybe try to get an equalizer, but they don't have much time to do it. And let's see how quickly they can get Ian Corbett out of the net and get the extra skater on. Puck comes to the Lakeland defenseman. They're going to carry it in. Now it's grabbed and sent in behind the net. Grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles will look to skate it ahead. Long pass. Flicked ahead and it's grabbed by Andrew Dano. Dano will take the shot. That goes wide. Comes over to the board. It's held in. Knuckles takes a shot. Oh, they had a man right in the back door. Dano was sliding in, and Moustakas made a glove save. He doesn't make that save, and that might have been one right there. Face-off coming in the east offensive zone, and that means Corbett is out of the net. Lumberjacks have the extra skater on, empty net. Got to win the faceoff, though. And the puck is loose. It's grabbed by the Lumberjacks. We've been taken away. Great shot by, is that Boyer who took that one away. Now it's in behind the net again. Somebody taps it, and a shot, and a save made, and a diving save made by Moustakas, and the whistle blows. And the puck came out again, and another fast whistle. Moustakas was down. I think the net might have come off anyway, but, and I think East might have had a man in the crease. And are we going to get a penalty here? Looks like we're going to get a penalty here on Lakeland with 50.7 seconds to play. So East is going to have a two-man advantage here with the empty net and the extra skater. Wow. I didn't see what the signal was on the call, but it is going to be a power play here for the Lumberjacks. So they've got a chance here to get the tying goal. And now Lakeland's going to take their time out and talk about this. Well, one more twist for this game here tonight. We have only had one penalty in the game before this, and that was on Lakeland back in the second period. And now the T-Birds get one in that scrum in front of the net with 50.7 seconds remaining. All I'm thinking is it might have been a cross-check or something in front of the net, but yeah, that's what they're signaling over there now. It's going to be a cross-checking call, and that's going to go against Drew Trapp. But it will give the Lumberjacks a chance here with two extra skaters on to try to get the tying goal. 2-1, Lakeland with the lead, just 50.7 seconds remaining in this one. This is a heck of a hockey game to start off the tournament. You just wish that the Lumberjacks could have had a little bit more luck getting some of those shots to go in. But as long as there are tenths of seconds on the clock, you have a shot here. And now, as good a shot as you're going to get, a two-man advantage with 50.7 seconds remaining. Your net is empty on the other end, though. You got to keep control of the puck, and you got to win the faceoff. And I've got to believe it'll be Landon Dale out there to take the draw for East. He's been pretty good in the faceoff circle tonight for the Lumberjacks. So it's going to be the Dale brothers, Dave McGinnity, Ben Feck, Sam Romanski, Jack Knuckle. Lots of experience out there, and Landon Dale will take the faceoff. And it's tied up. Puck loose. They tried to clear it, couldn't get it out. Now in front, shot thrown at the net. Moustakas with the save. Right at his belly area. Andrew Dale was in front, getting his stick lifted by Tommy Berger. So good defense by the T-Birds. But he did get the shot away. Now they've got to win another faceoff. 42.3 seconds to play. Puck loose, and Lakeland wins this one. Send it off the boards, can't get it out. Held in, comes down low, now it's thrown all the way to the other end. And East needs to chase it down. They've got to hurry, though. Not much time left. They got to get control of the puck. Just 24 seconds remaining. They do grab it. Here they come back the other way. Carrying it into the zone. Both check their way at the blue line. East needs to get outside. 16 seconds. Now they flip it, and they're going to run out of time here. 12 seconds. Lakeland has control of it. They can't get it out. Oh, and they can't hold his own, and that'll do it. Puck is loose at center ice. 3 seconds, and they're not going to get another shot away, and Lakeland will come away here with a 2-1 victory. A heck of a high school hockey game. Lumberjacks had all the chances in the world tonight and just could not get enough pucks past Alex Moustakas, who was stiller in net tonight for the T-Birds. And the Lakeland Thunderbirds will advance to take on the Wausau West Warriors on Thursday night. The Lumberjack season comes to an end. They left it all out here tonight, though, and they come up short. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap this one. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
I'm team back here in Minocqua as the Lumberjacks hockey season comes to an end in exciting fashion. Lakeland pulling out the 2-1 victory with a late goal in the third period. Lumberjacks outshot Lakeland tonight 47-20. And yet it was Lakeland who got the second goal, that big second goal, scored by Nick Boyer with A minute 38 left. The assist going to Jack Dern and Tommy Berger. And that proved to be the game winner. Lakeland got their first goal back in the first period. That was scored by Dern, unassisted, even straight goal. The East goal was a power play tally. Landon Dale on the third rebound. Assist going to Jack Knuckles and Andrew Dale back in the second period at the 4:48 mark. But that was all East could muster, at least on the scoreboard. Man, they had a lot of chances, though, tonight. They hit the crossbar once. They hit the pipe twice. They had point-blank shots. They had rebounds. They had all kinds of shots on net. And Alex Moustakas, who's got to be a player of the night tonight for the Lakeland T-Birds in goal, tell you what, if he plays like this tonight, and like he played tonight on Thursday, Lakeland could give West a game. But we'll have to see if that happens. The Warriors, of course, are loaded and very tough, and they have had this time to rest and get ready, and now they will take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds at Marathon Park, 7 o'clock on Thursday night. And for East, they will wrap up the season, and with the win, Lakeland will go to 10-14-1 on the year, and with the loss, the Lumberjacks finish the season at 8-14-1 on the season. So, the season comes to an end, and with it, the hockey careers of the East Seniors, Ben Feck, Austin Cummings, Andrew Daniel, Eric Schumacher, and goaltender Ian Corbett finishing up their season, senior seasons here with a tough, gut-wrenching 2-1 loss to the Lakeland Thunderbirds. We're going to wrap things up here and get you set for D.C. Everest Hockey. They're playing a tournament game tonight against Tomahawk down in Greenock. Chris Connolly will have the call in just a few minutes, so hang around and enjoy more exciting tournament hockey action tonight right here. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Thanks to Zach, our engineer, tonight as well. And thank you for listening. And join us for boys basketball and girls basketball on Friday night. It'll be an East-West doubleheader for you to lead off our triple header of action on Friday night. The call of two games for you on Friday. This is Tom King, and saying so long from Knoxville, where your final score once again tonight, Lakeland 2 and Wausau East 1. You've been listening to Lumberjack Ball Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1590, FM 93.9.